KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's clear and 23 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high near 53. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen of the Check of the Latest Area News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Deputies in Montgomery County arrested a man early this morning who was wanted on three warrants. 39-year-old Donovan Lucius Sands of Red Oak was arrested on two Montgomery County warrants for failure to pay child support and on a Red Oak Police Department warrant for theft in the second degree. Sands was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $7,000 cash bond. I'll have more news in just a moment.
You look like you've had a rough morning. What's the matter?
Well, my wife asked me to get the furnace checked a while ago, but I waited too long. My furnace broke before I left to work today, and so I tried to go to Masker Plumbing and Heating, but they weren't there.
What do you mean they weren't there?
I went over to their building, and it was empty. The furnace is still broken, and now I have a reservation on the couch tonight.
You do know they moved, right?
They what?
They moved to 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. You can still get your furnace fixed, and now you can cancel your reservation on the couch.
Don't be left out of the loop. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you.
The Atlantic Police Department reported on Thursday the arrest Tuesday of 19-year-old Matthew Watts of Atlantic. Watts was taken into custody on a charge of sexual abuse in the third degree and was being held in the Cass County Jail. The APD reported also 38-year-old Richard Randall Eatwell of Des Moines was arrested on Wednesday on a nationwide warrant issued on February 1st out of Polk County for a parole violation that was associated with work release. Eatwell was booked into the Cass County Jail. Sheriff's officials in Adams County said Thursday that they arrested two people Tuesday on drug charges. 20-year-old Janelle Blazier and 18-year-old Michael Hilton, both of Corning, were separately arrested on Adams County felony warrants for conspiracy to manufacture a controlled substance, methamphetamine. The pair were being held in the Adams County Jail on $50,000 cash bond only. Officials at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic say due to construction, the West 10th Street entrance to CCMH will be closed today from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Patients and visitors will need to use the North Atrium entrance or the East entrance at the back of the building during those hours. Cable customers with Harlan Municipal Utilities will see an increase in their bill beginning in May. In a regular board meeting this week, the HMU's Board of Trustees approved a resolution for the rate changes for cable TV and Internet services. Doug Hammer, Marketing Director for HMU, said at the meeting, new network contracts were signed and many of the channels were increased. A lot of the increases were in part because of sports content.
This is where a lot of the other hidden fees are coming in. Folks like Turner are going out and saying, we'll pay $11 billion for the basketball tournament, because they know they've got a guaranteed revenue stream to pay for it. They just continue to pass it on to the cable and satellite customers. And you're seeing it across all the sports, too.
Hammer says even the once free over-the-air content is now being paid for by the consumer.
Our basic cable cost of $14.49, that's 38% right off the top just for the TV station. That's content we never paid for. Now because the customer's paying that, now that's ultimately that's who's paying for it.
The difficulty in avoiding the rate increases are because of how the contracts are dictated by TV companies, he says.
People always say, is there a way to mitigate the programming costs? Can we stop the slowdown? Or can we stop the increases? Can we slow down a little bit? The only way you can do that is to drop the content. There's always the possibility of dropping broadcast channels, but really in the big picture isn't a whole lot of it. The only option would be to drop Des Moines stations, but since we're in the Omaha market, we're pretty much forced to carry those. And now we only carry two Des Moines stations, so you're really not going to save much there. Can you drop other channels? One, you're going to have to wait to the end of a contract period. And as you can see, all these channels are all consolidated together, and it's become a take-one, take-all type of a deal. You can't just drop a TBS without losing a TNT and a CNN. You can't just drop an MSNBC without losing all of the other NBCs, because it's going to have to be an all or none.
Overall, the basic cable TV package for Harlan Municipal Utilities customers will increase by $2 and expanded basic cable for $4 to a total of $42.95. All bundle packages of either or, cable internet, cable phone, or all three will be a $3 increase. The increases go into effect on May the 1st. And the Iowa Department of Transportation reports an online land auction is currently underway in which 9 Iowa DOT-owned parcels are being offered for sale in Jefferson, Shelby, Wapello, and Warren counties. In Shelby County, the parcel is a little over, just under 0.13 acres. In Harlan, the bids are being accepted until 5 p.m. on Friday, April 5th. Details on the parcels can be found under this same story with a link on our website at KJAN.com. News time is 7:12.
You look like you've had a rough morning. What's the matter?
Well, my wife asked me to get the furnace checked a while ago, but I waited too long. My furnace broke before I left to work today, and so I tried to go to Masker Plumbing and Heating, but they weren't there.
What do you mean they weren't there?
I went over to their building, and it was empty. The furnace is still broken, and now I have a reservation on the couch tonight.
You do know they moved, right?
They what?
They moved to 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. You can still get your furnace fixed, and now you can cancel your reservation on the couch.
Don't be left out of the loop. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you.
In our funeral announcements, Carol Haida, age 90, of Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Carol Haida will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has the arrangements. Wayne Hodges, age 83, of Yale, died Monday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Private family services for Wayne Hodges will be today at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Evelyn Olson, age 91, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Hospital. A funeral service for Evelyn Olson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Elkhorn. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Crystal Posh, age 84, of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Crystal Posh will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gerd Schreiber, age 73, of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. No services are planned for Gerd Schreiber, but a gathering of remembrance will be held on Friday from 4 until 6 p.m. at the home of Todd and Melody Olson. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Myrna Teal, age 94, of Panora, died Tuesday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Myrna Teal will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Church of the Brethren in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. James Goodwin, age 70, of Coon Rapids, died Monday, and there are no funeral services planned for Jim Goodwin, according to his wishes. The OD Funeral Home in Coon Rapids is handling the arrangements. And Harold Ted Jorgensen, age 92, of Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Adair County Hospital. No services are planned for Ted Jorgensen. Steed Funeral Home in Fontenelle is assisting the family. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.